death, physical. Physical death is the separation of the spirit from the mortal body. The fall of Adam brought physical death into the world. Moses, chapter 6, verse 48. Death is an essential part of Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 6. In order to become like our eternal Father, we must experience death and later receive perfect resurrected bodies. When the physical body dies, the spirit continues to live. In the spirit world, the spirits of the righteous are received into a state of happiness, which is called paradise, a state of rest, a state of peace, where they shall rest from all their troubles and from all care and sorrow. Alma chapter 40, verse 12. A place called spirit prison is reserved for those who have died in their sins without a knowledge of the truth or in transgression, having rejected the prophets. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 32. The spirits in prison are taught faith in God, repentance from sin, vicarious baptism for the remission of sins, the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, and all other principles of the gospel that are necessary for them to know. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 33 and 34. If they accept the principles of the gospel, repent of their sins, and accept ordinances performed in their behalf in temples, they will be welcomed into paradise. Because of the atonement and resurrection of Jesus Christ, physical death is only temporary. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. Everyone will be resurrected, meaning that every person's spirit will be reunited with his or her body, restored to their proper and perfect frame, and no longer subject to death. Alma chapter 40, verse 23. See also Alma chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. You have probably experienced the pain that comes at the death of a family member or friend. It is natural to feel sorrow at such times. In fact, mourning is one of the deepest expressions of love. The Lord said, "Thou shalt live together in love, insomuch that thou shalt weep for the loss of them that die." Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 45. The only way to take sorrow out of death is to take love out of life. Even as you mourn at the death of loved ones, you can receive comfort in the promise of resurrection and in the assurance that families can be together forever. You can see the great reason of sorrow and also of rejoicing, sorrow because of death and destruction among men, and joy because of the light of Christ unto life. Alma chapter 28, verses 9 through 14. In addition to receiving comfort when loved ones die, you can be at peace with the knowledge that you will eventually die. As you live the gospel, you can remember the Lord's promise, "Those that die in me shall not taste of death, for it shall be sweet unto them." Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 46. Additional references: Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58, 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 6 through 15, Mosiah, chapter 16, verses 6 through 8. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Paradise, Plan of Salvation, Resurrection.